All right. You good? All right. Welcome. Welcome to the 420 edition.
Eat some blueberries in the morning. A little raw spinach.
Good job, Larry. You don't know nothing about me. It's your man, huh?
It's the man's.
Go ahead and roll you up something nice. Catch a vibe. About to be a good one. All bullshit flies today. Just put down two. You know, that time of day. Yes, sir. Man, shout out to the plugs out there, man. Shout out to the plugs. Shout out to the plugs out there, man. The good plugs, man. We appreciate y'all. We appreciate y'all a lot. We appreciate y'all a lot. You know, always got the good shit. You know, never no bullshit. You know, good price. You know, a lot of people don't know this side of Jizzle. Snowman. The trip part about this, you know what's crazy? I was fucking with this type of music and shit before I even thought about getting high. Like, ever. Like, this shit, like, a lot of people probably did skip over this on TM103. But I like Currency and all the motherfuckers too, like, early on. Like, was not even thinking about smoking weed, like, at all.
I was, like, avid Wiz Khalifa.
What?
Yeah, like, yeah. Heavy, heavy growing up. That shit was in a rotation. Like, so middle school going into pretty much, like, junior high, you know, I was on the Wiz Khalifa shit hard.
Yeah.
All Taylor Gang could die.
You wanted a patch?
Nah, but I really had, like, 19 different color chucks.
Okay, yeah. Bet.
Nigga was on the Chuck Taylor's hard. Shout out to the Converse.
Yes, indeed. Shout out to Don Petty, man. Go ahead, roll you up something, man. Get you a couple hits, man. When that first good, you know, inhale of the day hit you. Oh my God, that's a great feeling. That's a great feeling. A great feeling, you know. Catch a vibe right quick, man. You can't hate on me, but I'm getting mine. She come three times. Dom Kennedy wanted to slap on people, man. He don't really get to just do. It's real things going on by the fireside. All she want to do is spend quality time. My chain's so bright, chain so bright. I only blow candy. Jeans still acne. Ballin' like Landry. Yeah. Ballin' like Ja Morant. If I go now, I make top 10. Realest niggas from my city talking all the time. I'm like Tom Bradley and Eric Wright. We gon' get faded to the bar close. Can't remember what last I did one. Last night. I can't not have a 420 without the man. You know, the local neighborhood stoner. Shout out to Spitter, man.
All I want to do is seclude myself in a player room, just classic music and you.
So you got the Padres on, man. You fucking with them today? Okay, bad, okay. We'll talk about it. Stop singing like that.
Clip that, please.
My fault. You know, we about to get it started. We want to get a little vibe set right quick. I see my baby a grinder, a rolling tray. If you don't know, you gonna learn today. Welcome to episode 90 of Hot Takes Podcast. I am your host, Dell. With me is my co-host, Shug.
Man, we back in the mix with another banger. But we really up there this time. As fuck.
Of course. Hey, of course. Shout out to the real smokers out there, man. Let's get into it, man. You ever had like a real, what's your go-to vibe, like, you know, to get right? You know, like, give me the whole setup.
So, man, you know, being an avid smoker, you know, there's different elements. You know, you have your different moments, but fuck, you smoke all the time. So whenever there's weed, there's vibes.
Of course.
You know, but on the flip side of that, like, that is a special time. Like, me and my girl, like, because she partake too. So yeah. We get in the mix, we chilling, roll up, smoking. And it's the music, bro. Like, we really deep dive into the music. Like, you know, she might be on the aux and just playing. Man, we all around the world with it, pretty much. Yeah. All
right.
And that's low-key, like, the feeling it gives me. Like, you know, like, damn, if I had closed my eyes and did this, like, I could damn near feel like I'm in that place.
It's okay. Crazy. Gotcha. I'm more of a morning smoker. Like, I prefer to get one off in the morning. Just fucking get the day started, you know, wake yourself up, you know, just, I feel like it's the same as people have a cup of coffee and all that shit in the morning. Like, I don't drink coffee, you know, but give me 15 minutes, go outside, smoke a joint. We good. Let's get the day started.
Let's get it popping.
You know, and that's me, man. I'm cool with that. Man, you know, what I wanted to say about, let me check it out real quick. You ever get down a conspiracy theory bag when you know, get down with it?
Definitely.
Where?
Because for one,
give us one or
so two. on a solo side, you know, when I'm not with my girl and we not partaking together and I'm on some solo shit, probably YouTube. Definitely YouTube. And that creates, you know, an avenue for this said conspiracy rabbit hole. You know, just said topics, kind of just being current on what's going on. Mm-hmm. But see, like, and I'm not even, like, I wouldn't even call it a conspiracy, like, theories type shit. But this is exactly how I see it. You know, the news, whatever the news is to you, whether it's you actually fucking wake up at 7 a.m. and you watch some shit on TV, you log into social media, Facebook, Instagram, and you see your news there. Whatever the fuck. Shade room, don't matter. But the point is, that's a skewed view of news. So you're not really, really getting everything. You know, not even the deep dive, but to just give you an example. So O.J. Simpson just passed.
Yeah.
Right? And we all know, like, O.J., he got off with this shit. You know, whatever the said shit was. Now, there's information out there, you know, the information that was put out made this look away.
Mm-hmm.
But when you deep dive and you get into your conspiracy theorist bag, you clearly see, like, evidence may have been tampered with. You know, they kind of tried to fix the times at one point to make OJ present at the scene when he wasn't, you know, apparently there. Hey, bro, but he got off with it, so fuck it. You know what I'm saying? But just to kind of give you an example of how the shit goes, you know, why you do the conspiracy theory shit. And I think I do it because, like I said, I know that the information that's put out is only so much. Like, but when you get on the internet and you really get into that bag, man, you find out all type of shit. Oh, no, it's way deeper than that.
So conspiracy theories is how I got introduced to TikTok. I'll tell you that. So
and TikTok is a big...
It's a while back, a couple years ago right now. So she was on TikTok. My girl was on TikTok. And at this point, I was like, man, I'm not fucking with TikTok. I'm good. I don't really care. You know, it's cool, whatever, whatever. And she was listening to somebody talking about something with the Egyptians and the true origin and stuff like that. And I'm like, man. Now, I can hear because, you know, it's playing out loud. And I'm like, man, what is that? She's like, TikTok. I'm like, no. So I'm like, man, just send me that one. So I'm like, she sent it to me. I watched it. And I'm like, damn.
Let me get in my bag.
Yeah, like, shit. Like, I couldn't fight the itch, dog. I couldn't.
You had to see.
Yeah. And I've been on with it ever since. But, my one that I like is the Egyptians. Also, just like just the government lies. Like,
yeah, I'll be on that shit.
One I recently saw that was crazy was the JFK assassination thing, right? So apparently, the video that some news channels were showing, right? The tree in the background does not have a full body. It's just the floating top and then branches, because mm-hmm. they doctored the film. They basically, the conspiracy is the driver turned around and shot him. And they doctored it to say it came from somewhere else, and that's how they mistake and made the mistake. Also, the Mandela effect. Like, there's also this lady with the Fruit of the Loom logo. They had the cornucopia, the basket in the background. Like, a lot of people say that's true, and then they came out and said, no, it's not true, we never had it. So the woman went, like, basically, like, lost her mind, like, going crazy about this, and she found some of her old clothes with the Fruit of the Loom logo with the cornucopia. So at this point, she was about to, like, turn it into a new thing, but legally, but basically, it would have forced Fruit of the Loom's hand to say we lied or let her get her money. And a lot of people was like, we're going to buy into it just to make them force their hand. I don't know what happened ever since then, but, you know, it's crazy. But, yeah, bro. Anything else you want to get into with, besides that 420 shit before we really get into it? Because we don't really have a whole lot to get into. But
well, let's step in there. Let's get straight into it.
What you want to start with?
Man, we could get right into let's talk about the WNBA, the draft, Caitlin Clark, all that good shit.
Okay.
Just kind of leading it off, we all know Caitlin Clark
got what number one overall, the Indiana Fever.
I mean, fuck, great for her, you know. Yeah. Honestly,
congratulations.
I felt like, you know, she would go number one. Very, very deserved.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's kind of a no-brainer.
Right.
So, you know, I'm not, this isn't, like, surprising news, but it's still exciting news. Shout out to her, Angel Reese, Cardoso.
Yeah.
They're going to be teaming up together.
That's
going to
be good.
Chicago Sky.
See how that's going
to
look.
You know, shout out to the ladies, man. This is a different movement. There was a particular class, I think, Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark actually came from. There's a few more other girls that came from this class. But they kind of, you know, was the front runners of this new, you know,
era
that you're looking at, where, you know, women's basketball is going to be something that's, I would say, taken more seriously in America, you know. Surprisingly, they kind of get down with it in other countries.
Yeah.
A lot. Like, you know, oftentimes you hear about people saying, our players will go there, you know, to said countries to play and get what they think is a good, you know, salary, good paycheck. Because America wasn't popping it off. But they're going to be the ones to change that shit.
Yeah.
Which leads into Caitlin Clark's shoe deal. I know you wanted to talk about that.
Yeah, so about that shit. Apparently, wait, let me get the information, because I don't want to butcher this. I want us to get this right.
So look, while you pulling that up, her jersey sales, she was drafted, and, you know, within hours or days, however, I mean, fuck, it didn't take long. Let's just say 48 hours to be safe. Those jerseys were sold out.
Right.
You know, just to show you the level of support behind her, which I think has a, like, plays a part in her getting this shoe deal, because there's a, it's a distinct level of support. You know, it's a little bit different than any of the other women's basketball players. So,
right.
I think you won't tell us why.
So,
you back,
to get it right, Caitlin Clark's supposed to sign a Nike deal to say worth around $20 million or more. It's not finalized, but that's the speculation as of right now. A lot of people were in uproar about it because they were saying, like, Asia Wilson, her decorated career, she doesn't have a shoe deal. And it started off with her contract was put out there, Caitlin Clark's contract. And people was, and Russell Wilson commented on it, and they killed him for it. And it's like, well, just donate to the, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think people just try to bash everybody before you even think about it. Like, maybe everybody's about to start doing that now that it's this exposed and this hot. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could see how maybe because the Aces were dominating everybody, back-to-back champion, shout out to them. You know, like, I backed them. I know what they're doing over there. Like, you know, we talked about it before. Yeah. We know what Asia Wilson and all of them are doing, Kelsey Plum and everybody else. But everybody else don't know that. So right. It's like, oh, we've been over here, we've been knew that. But it's like, you knew what it took. And now that people are seeing it and commenting and bringing attention to it, this is what you've been waiting for. So shut the fuck up with the stupid comments and let people embrace the shit and keep it pushing
and
forward.
Get the money off.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, this is how sport works. So if Caitlin Clark is going to be the face, let's say I'm going to call it the people's champ, because it's not an award that's given. But, you know, you ultimately deem the face by what the people think. And right now, she'll be what I deem the people's champ. Now, there'll be somebody that challenges that position, which automatically will draw views, you know, whoever that may be.
Right.
And that can possibly be Asia Wilson, you know. So people may see that, and then we'll get this influx of support, you know, behind the Las Vegas Aces and you know, that team. But at this present moment, it's like, man, she has the support of a community. And I don't think that, like, I don't say that to, like, mean anything demeaning, because I like LeBron. And I say LeBron was similar to this. His difference was it wasn't black people, but he had, like, a youth people behind him. He came into the league at 18 years old. So yeah. There was a lot of kids, like me, who really gravitated to that. Because I'm like, man, fuck, he, like, 4 years older than my older brother. Like, this shit is crazy.
He's not that much older than where I am.
So it's like, I mean, compared to these grown-ass men, just a kid, you know what I'm saying? And he's going to go out there and perform. So that's just to show you, like, the difference in different communities that can support an athlete. But that's all you're seeing with Caitlin Clark. Like, she got the shine behind her right now. She really
did. And I think, like you said, I think it's a LeBron effect where this is the start of the boom.
Right, like, you don't get the views now.
Like, it's about to start booming now. Like, you got the, like, Angel Reese and Cardozo teaming up in Chicago. She's in Indiana. Like, these are, you know, mid-major markets in a sense in their league that can jump to a bigger market because of that. And, because, like, a lot of the Indiana Fever games are supposed to be on some TV channel. I forget what they're saying. Their games are going to be on TV on some channel.
They ticket sales were
they're trying
insane.
To get it popping.
And Chicago Sky as well.
Here's the boom that everybody wanted. That they've been screaming for.
And just to kind of piggyback off that support, LeBron still has the eye of the game. You know, everybody watches the game for LeBron. I mean, fuck, he's the only player currently playing that's in contention for the GOAT.
Right.
So everybody watches this. But until you watch Joker punish the Lakers and you've seen it live with your own eyes, you know, I feel like people may have been hesitant. Like, he wasn't getting the support. The Nuggets wasn't getting the support. And they wasn't going to get it. But the fact that they beat the Lakers and LeBron James, now the world is on. Like,
niggas
know. Like, the Nuggets like that. Like, right. You know, it's no hiding behind it. And people will see that shit. Like, you know, Caitlin Clark, because the team may not be good. She was the number one pick. Yeah. So 9 out of 10, that's not a good squad. But they'll see her.
She's teaming up with, forget the young lady's name from South Carolina. They just left last year. Forget her name. I can't think of
damn,
it.
Damn.
But they're teaming up. So, you know, everybody now, you know, like it's almost how KD left the Warriors and went to the Nets, and it kind of evened out.
Leveled it out. It's an influx of good spread talent.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of this chick, man.
I can't think of her name.
Female.
Aaliyah Boston.
Yep. Okay.
Aaliyah Boston.
Okay.
They teaming up in Indiana. So the WNBA is about to take off, you know, and shout out to them. But I don't know how the shoe deal thing really flies over with anybody, but I do understand the argument for Asia Wilson, because that's almost like saying, all right, we're going to give Cooper Flagg a shoe deal, but you're not going to even consider the fact that Joker don't have a shoe deal. You know, it just don't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't. But you know, that's like, it's the people. You know what I'm saying? The people's going to sell the shoes. It's not about the style of play or how talented a player is. That's not what sells jerseys and shoes. But you have to be captivating in whatever aspect that is. Like, you know what I'm saying? And Joker's great. He's probably the best player in the NBA currently. And he ain't getting no goddamn shoe deal because niggas don't want to buy no Jokers, dog. Like,
it's not really going to Jokers? Tell me yet. The Joker ones are not going to be it.
Joker ones.
That's not going to be it.
No, that's not going to be it.
But
I'd rather a Kyrie Irving shoe.
For sure. Speaking of NBA, let's talk. What you feel about Bronny going to declare for the draft?
Man, I don't really feel any way about it. This another one of them favors, man. You know, when you great, you can demand a favor. You know, like, man, cut your boy a solid. I mean,
I don't really think it's going to be a solid. So apparently, so the story is that Bronny declared for the draft. And if I'm not mistaken, he has time to, like, say I'm going back to school, mm-hmm, right?
He does.
So, yeah. So he entered the portal first. Then he declared for the draft. So,
kind
whatever.
Of just seeing where you at.
Right.
And I get that. That's I think that's what a lot of players do. They enter the draft, they go through these scrimmages and said workouts, and then they get an evaluation back from the league to kind of see where they at.
Right.
They kind of get a grasp of where they might go. Players do that shit all the time. Right. Like that's the difference between the sophomore coming back for the junior year. They do that shit all the time. So I mean, not uncommon, but
the story coming out of USC or out the situation is that USC was holding him back, apparently because of the heart situation that he had.
Right.
So,
and I
okay.
mean,
they had a few
other players.
Yeah.
So with movement like that, and the guard position is hard, man. It's different. You kind of watch Cal go through it because it's like, man, goddamn, Reed Shepherd and Dillingham, they're going to be top 20 picks, both of them, in this upcoming draft. But you couldn't find a way to, like, I mean, fuck, they start for everybody else in the country. Why the hell they wouldn't start for Kentucky? Just to show you, like, what kind of, like, plagues the coaches' minds with this shit, bro. It was like, they had another one of these, Isaiah Collier. He's going to be like a lottery pick.
Yeah.
So, you know, that kind of take touches away from your incoming freshman who, you know, trying to get this off. What did you think about the, you got something else on that shit?
Yeah, I think he should go back.
Nah, definitely. That's the consensus. Most people believe that.
I think I'm
with people on that.
I think as much as Bron talks about or is coming to an end and all that, I think that's just hearsay, really and truly. Because I'm like, he's still playing at such a high level that he's not going to just leave because I'm tired. Like, you know, right. Unless it's like, I mean, something like, God forbid, something serious happening to him or whatever like that.
Exactly.
He's going to I think he's going to fall out like most vets do.
This will be, no, hell no.
No, I'm not saying like that, but I'm saying like he's going to go out like at the end, like, you know, on some curtain call. It's not going to just be him at the top of the game. Like, he's going to eventually, like, all right, you know. It didn't caught up to me, such a situation like that.
The league is so different. You can't just pin him in like that. Because I watched Duncan win championships.
And that's what I was just about to say.
I really, you know, it just depends on the team. But what I will say about this LeBron shit is, dude, I've been calling this shit for the longest. This is my favorite player. He's number 23. He's going to play 23 seasons, and it's done. We in year 21, so that means next year will be 2020. You know, that'll be 22.
Yeah.
And then Bronny will be landing on the 23rd year.
I like that theory.
And we're going to close it out. This
like
is probably my third or fourth time saying this.
I like that
definitely
theory.
Definitely more than once on the pod. I think that's how that shit goes. But which that's kind of leading to the next topic, bro. How do you feel about that team, that USA team?
So, all right, let's run through the team first. All right, so we got Steph Curry, Bron, KD, Jason Tatum, Embiid, Booker, Tyrese Halliburton, Ant, Drew Holiday, Bam Adebayo, Anthony Davis, and then Kawhi Leonard is the last one. I like to put together. I'm a bit shaky about the guard play, I'll tell you that.
Why?
I get why you bring a Drew Holiday, but I feel like Jalen Brunson should have been on here somewhere. You know, like, but you got to give Steph his curtain call on the Olympics. I give you that. I just think it's too many guard wing.
I had some questions with it. I just wanted to see more, like, more versatility.
Yeah.
You know, if you And I actually didn't think Jalen Brunson being on the team mattered. Because he has such a unique skill set where the ball pretty much got to be in his hands for him to be effective. Like, with that shit, you kind of want, even if he's a point guard, you kind of want him to be able to play off the ball, a Steph, you know, some shit like that. So it doesn't have to be the greatest player. That's why I think you get a Jrue Holiday, because he's such a good mesh. Like, this is a guy that on any team, he will be a starter at the point or the shooting guard.
Right.
That's who he is, and he has the ability. He already plays with other good players. You know what I'm saying? So True. It's like, fuck, I know he would work. Like, I know he would work because he already plays with, and he's pretty much always played with good players.
Yeah.
And never got in the way, but somehow still helped.
So here's what I was looking at when I saw the roster. I'm like, okay, Steph is going to be just automatic green light. Carmelo Anthony when they were just killing, right? So I thought Brunson could have played that type of point guard. And then you don't think the way you saw a Ricky Rubio get off, Steve Nash when he was playing, like the way he's shifty with it, you don't think that would have benefited the situation?
No, because that'll appear. It might be from Ant. It may be from Steph. It may be from LeBron. So that's like the least of my worries is it's us offensively. But I think the Jrue Holiday gets so much ring simply because I got to guard one of them cats. And Steph and Jalen Brunson not doing that. If you man your backcourt with players like that, then if this is an obstacle that is presented in front of us, we in trouble. And that's how you see these teams lose, because they just such bad matchups. Like, yeah, you might be overpowering, you know, with talent, but the matchups still matter. And you just want to have, like, the most versatility while still maintaining the talent out there, you know. Yeah. So that's why you don't see certain players on that you may think should be on. I mean, I like the team. I don't really want to get too much into who I think should be on the team, who shouldn't be. I like Bam Adebayo, but I think, like, I mean, fucking, I like Jrue Holiday. I thought Draymond Green could have played that role.
I thought we needed one more big, I would say.
That's why I'm saying
Draymond Green. That's what I'm saying. It's too many guard wings.
I would have liked one less guardish player and more of, like, an IQ defensive, you know, bigger player. Draymond would have been perfect.
Because, honestly, I feel like, and I'm not trying to be player specific, but I feel like Tatum and Ant are kind of the same player in this situation.
Yeah, you're going to have to start one and bench the other one.
Where do you put Booker? You know what I'm saying?
I think you start Steph, Booker, LeBron, KD, and Embiid.
So I have this also thing. I don't want to see AD playing the five at all unless something happens.
Gonna be.
I don't think that's going to be a good thing for him. Because European and foreign basketball is still played five-man position basketball. We're the only ones that play positionless. So it's like different. He don't want to play the five. And you know how that's been when he had to play the five.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't want to play the four his entire career since he got to this fucking height. So it's like if you can't start him in B or him in Bam, him at the five, I feel like it doesn't work. Because then you got to put a Bron or KD at the four. And that's where when people try to throw KD and Bron at a four, I feel like that's where shit goes wrong. Because they need to be the three where they need to be at.
I don't think LeBron can guard at the three no more. So I think four is like exactly what he needs.
I'm not saying he can't do it, because of course they both can do it when they want to. But
I just think, like, at this point, that's more his strong suit, say it defensively, than because so in basketball, my opinion is when you say size and you giving out positions, I just wrap all that shit around defense. Because my common analogy is I just think you should be able to shoot, pass, and dribble.
Yeah.
And I don't give a fuck how tall you are, what the body type is, you know, but I'm just kind of leaning towards LeBron. Like, he guarded Zion. That was like a really good, you know, matchup for him.
Yeah.
Kind of locked up in that first game. And Zion's a bigger athlete, so that's a four, you know, with size, that's super athletic. But fuck, he ain't guarding PG. And that's how them cats move, you know, in these other countries at that three spot. So I think that would be smooth. But I don't totally disagree with it. Like, I could see KD being thin, playing the four spot. shit like that. And you trying to pair him with Anthony Davis. But I think Embiid may help. But at the same time, bro, I just didn't understand the Kawhi and Joel Embiid because of injury. Like, fuck, I just feel like I can't rely on them. I mean, bro, they NBA players, and the Clippers can't rely on Kawhi to stay healthy, and the 76ers can't rely on Embiid to stay healthy. Why the fuck the USA team relying on these dudes to be healthy and a presence? Like,
because you got to think about, okay, look at the cast of players that's on this roster. So you're not really asking nobody to really go over the top.
Right, but
it's this just is, more so everybody locked in, everybody know their assignment, right. You can get the job done.
But this is such a special thing, like it's such a unique thing, because, okay, from style of play and chemistry, you behind the eight ball already. You're not going to be as efficient as these other countries because they just play more games together.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like you, as the USA, your role, it might hit you in the mouth. Like, man, on the team with Carmelo Anthony, Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, who would have thought Carmelo Anthony would have been the most pivotal scorer? But that was his fucking role. So, right. No, you're not out there bullshitting Joel Embiid. What if it calls for you against Germany to be the man this game? I don't think I can rely on that. So the Kawhi, Embiid shit, wasn't fucking with it.
And that's why I'm saying, like, I whatever with the Kawhi situation, because you're not asking nobody to really go up top. Like, Kawhi, like, man, look, I'll do the garbage time. Like,
like,
yeah, that's cool.
Bro, you probably be like an 11th man with them. Like, I want to see him on the court.
I guess I'll get in with the last 5 minutes. Right? Like, I ain't played all game. I guess I'll finish it off. Fuck around, have 14 points or some crazy shit.
And he's going to be like, so Kawhi will be a guy who can come and get you a few stops.
And I think it'll be him, Drew Holiday, Bam. They're more of the defensive side of what they're going to be doing.
Let's get a stop. So, like, you'll kind of mesh them in with those other players, the Jason Tatums, LeBrons, the ones who don't really guard well, Steph.
Like, or don't want to guard, or, you know, try to make the mismatch. You could, right, they
AD, like, maybe you play AD and Bam together if you gotta be big at a time, just to kind of, you know, get AD away from the rim and
let still him big, and he's still versatile because they both can move. But yeah, okay, I guess I can see that. I want to see Steph go crazy. I think he's gonna be that X factor for him.
Very interested to see it because you never see him play free. He plays in such a system. I really hate it. Like, I really hate to watch him offensively sometimes run around the screens because I get how effective it is, but god damn, just let him dribble the ball sometimes.
Yeah, it wears
him out. Create a little step back.
Then you got Drew Holiday, who's already pass first in a sense.
And you're gonna have players looking to set him up. They love that shit.
Halliburton's gonna have
LeBron
12, 13, 14 assists in one of these games. It's gonna be disgusting.
Savannah, watch out.
Yeah. Like, they about to get it off in Paris. Like, oui, vont sway. Nigga, vous chez avec toi. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
he damn near gonna get married to Steph when this over, bro. He's gonna kick that bitch out so many times for Steph, it's gonna be sick.
So before we get off NBA shit, let's talk about the Jontay Porter situation. So the NBA has found out that Jontay Porter, the Toronto Raptors, was betting on games.
Yeah, we put it out there before, and I believe.
No, we didn't.
We never
skipped. On. We forgot to bring it up.
I got you.
But it finally, you know, it's all settled.
So it's surfaced now. Yeah, so we good.
So yeah, dude's banned for life. Basically, contract was worth $2 million. He only won $22,000 basically betting on the games. He was giving out information to somebody and then putting in bets on somebody's account, et cetera, et cetera.
I seen one of the bets that he gave out to a guy was like voided. Like, you know, they held the money for, it was maybe like a parlay he put in on himself that he gave information out about himself. Shit was like $1.1 million, bro. They held that shit.
Of course, because that's just fucking insane.
I mean, right. I mean, who's putting in $70,000 worth of dollars on fucking Jontay Porter? I know I'm not. That's like, that's like, nigga, that's like Cam Reddish. Like, you like, know, I'm going to put 70 bands on Cam Reddish to hit 2 threes, look, make a layup.
It's one and thing block a shot. If you just hit a moonshot, like, you know, $5-$10 and you just pick some shit and go crazy.
250.
You know?
70 bands.
And that's, I feel like what kills it, it'd be the amount. Like, Because it tell you, like, all right, this is your max. We can only put this. And you max, I feel like everybody that puts to the max, they check that shit and check that shit and check that shit. Because, like, who the fuck are you to be putting $70,000 on one game or, you know, parlay? Who the fuck? What? Okay. How many times you won and this and the third? Like, random account, who this is? You know, like, they, I feel like they go down that. Like, the bigger the bets are, I feel like the harder they look. Yeah. You know? So... You're an idiot, bro. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Shout out to you. You blew the bag. Your brother, I believe he got a $100 million contract, if I'm not mistaken, already. And if he got a nice one, like 80 mil, and he definitely gonna crack $100 million again.
And like he done made the block out on his brother. I mean, because I'm sure they're gonna look at him.
Yeah, they're definitely checking to him. But hopefully Michael Porter is clean. And hopefully it get into his head in the playoffs. I mean, hopefully he missing every step back three and that shit is off, and hopefully this got him unfocused, because that motherfucker had a habit of punishing the Lakers last year, and I'm sick of that shit. Man, we gonna reverse the tide, man. For those of you who don't know, my money's out there on the Lakers. I believe they're gonna win this series in 6 or 7 games. Can't really debate that yet, but you know, I got Lake Show for the world breaker, man. You know, we about to bust it wide open with this.
All right, so let's pull that up. So before we get into the playoffs, do you think that with all of these situations coming up where players are getting caught, like, involved in gambling and, like, even with the taunting each other and all that, oh, you must got, like, how to get on the referees, oh, he must got money on this game, you know, like, shit like that. Do you feel like they're going to retract some of this talk, like, live talk about betting and all of that? Hell
no. So the world we live in is, like, I mean, that's what helped monetize it. You know, the fact that it's a little bit more talked about. It's kind of, you know, it kind of makes it seem free and innocent in a way. But, I mean, it's like any other thing, bro. Like, you know, whenever there's a bunch of people, some people going to be jackasses. Like, it ain't no doubt about that. Like, it's going to be some niggas that gamble on themselves in the NBA just because they got 100-something thousand niggas in the NBA, however many they have. It's a bunch. Yeah. And when you got a bunch, you got some dummies. Like, fuck it, man. I'm sorry. Like, that's just kind of how it goes, and dog. Like,
at this
for
point,
no rhyme or reason. Because, dude, like, I just said, bro going to be breaded up. So, like,
his contract, you know. It's one thing if
you had two mil on the line. Like, you feel me?
No, like, if he had the locks and he just, like, went up. Like, so what I'm saying, his contract is worth $2 million. But he, like, he made, like, 8, 9, 10. You know what I'm saying? Like, he went up. I'm like, okay, what shit? I see. You know what I'm saying? But you really didn't get shit, and you lost everything.
Yo.
You know?
You definitely blew that opportunity.
So, that's insane. That is insane. So, we got...
Start with the East.
All right, we got the Cavs versus the Magic. We got the Bucks versus the Pacers.
No Giannis for 2 to 4 weeks.
What?
Continue, yes.
Shit. Knicks versus Sixers. And then we're waiting on the last playing game with the Bulls and the Hawks.
Bulls Heat. So we could start straight with the Bucks and Indiana series. I kind of wanted to get into that because I just got news this morning about the Giannis injury.
You just told me that.
So
because I didn't see that yet.
I already had the opinion that the Pacers may win. They just matched up with him so well in the regular season. And that was prior to getting Pascal Siakam. So I think you kind of got another body to throw at Giannis. Kind of like a perfectly built body to throw at Giannis. Yeah. But the fact that he ain't going to be there, I mean, that definitely changed everything. I think this series is over. I mean, I got Indiana by a mile.
For sure.
Without Giannis, defensively, I just think, like, you can't hurt the Pacers enough.
Right.
Like, you can't really put the pressure to them, you know, to even make them
defense
think about
isn't really
folding
y'all strong
on offense.
Suit.
Like, they just gonna run that bitch down your throat all night. Pause.
Super pause. What the fuck?
Super pause. But you feel what I'm saying. They definitely gonna get fast break layups and threes all goddamn night on the Milwaukee Bucks. That series might end at 5.
I like the Cavs.
I like the Cavs too.
I like the Cavs, maybe
they
5.
Got a good draw.
5, 6 maybe. But I like the Cavs in that series.
Why you like them?
I just think they're a more mature version of the Magic in a sense.
And I think that's why it's
And I think they don't have a Donovan Mitchell that
right.
could really possibly get off. Even though he may not be
like
a consistent.
Like, Carroll's good, but like I think Mitchell's the more polished star. Like, yeah. I mean, Mitchell shoot the three, bro. Like, he could hit six or seven of them bitches.
Right. And then you got Garland that can possibly get you a nice 22 at the same time.
And then they healthy, Jared Allen, Mobley. You know, Mobley. You know, they'll be there. So I think I agree with you.
I like the Cavs.
So you pick the winner in Indiana and the Bucks?
I like the Bucks. The Pacers, too. I'm sorry. I didn't know. I just heard about the Giannis situation since you just said that.
You liked them before?
I like the Pacers to maybe cover the spread, but I didn't necessarily think they would have won it. I thought maybe like Bucks in like six or seven.
Okay.
But so I didn't know about the Giannis situation. I kind of thought they were just putting them on ice until the playoffs, but like right. I just found out about that you just said.
So what about Philly and the Knicks?
I like the Knicks.
I like the Knicks,
honestly. Maybe not necessarily dominating fashion, six. But I like, yeah.
Six.
And I like, but I'm like,
I think it takes this,
the four that they win, you know that they won these games.
My thing with the Knicks, I just see like a style of play. When it comes closer to the playoff time, the 76ers end up playing the way they style just kind of get ugly offensively. And he becomes less of an efficient player. You know, that 55% go to like 45, and he turns the ball over a lot more. And that's like a recipe for disaster against the Knicks.
You know what it reminds me of, especially that you said during playoff time? James Harden with the Rockets.
Yeah, he
the ball stops.
The ball stops,
and everybody's waiting.
The style of play gets super ugly. They score 80 to 90 points. Like, it's like, what the fuck? Like, this ain't even NBA offense out here. So as long as the Knicks, which I believe they got the players to make shots, they got
Bogdan
off the bench. They got motherfucking DiVincenzo making shots. Jalen Brunson gonna get you anywhere from 25 to 30. And yeah, big defensive player.
Big all around too. Yeah, Josh Hart.
All around.
But I like the Knicks.
Throw some bodies at Embiid, Mitchell Robinson, they got Hardenstein. So that's two to three bodies you could I think it's a good matchup.
They got the Knicks as an underdog.
Yeah.
I like the Knicks in the reverse spread.
Yeah.
-1.5. I definitely may put some on that. Let's go to the West. We got
one more in the East, huh?
Who's still waiting on it?
I got you.
So who you got in that game?
Bulls, the Heat. The Heat.
I like the Heat too.
Yeah, the Heat. I don't give a fuck if
Jimmy it's the Butler rematch. Not playing. They selling that rematch.
It's just the Heat, bro. Like,
Heat versus Celtics. We'll talk about it.
It's the Heat.
I like the Heat doing the series. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I do. I'm sorry.
I ain't going on that train yet.
We'll get there. Here we go. West Side. Clippers, Mavs, right? Suns, Wolves, Nuggets, Lakers. We're waiting on the last play-in with the Pelicans and the Kings.
So, I know it's a homer pick.
But which one what are we talking about?
The Lakers and
you taking Lakers?
Yeah.
Give me the Nuggets. With all due respect, Nuggets and seven.
In seven? Yeah. Well,
six or seven.
If you give me six or seven, that means we got a chance. So I
it's Bron, bro. You still got to beat Bron four times. Like, I'm not going to ever dismiss that.
Healthy Bron.
Healthy or even, like, wobbled. It's still Bron four times. Like, everybody got cortisone shots and muscle relaxer shit like that. So, I'm never going to just say.
We good.
Boy, Bron is done.
Some bullshit last night. He was on that 1984 type wine last night, bro. We about to shock the world.
To not go back on the situation, but we talked about the Warriors off mic, and I was like, man, damn, we both kind of had the same sentiment of like they kind of just fell apart like real bad.
Well, we seen it in the regular season,
right? But
in the regular
season. I guess to go out like that in the play-in and like just get dominated like that just was like, damn, the icing on the fall of the kingdom. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know.
It all crashes and burns from here.
Right. You know? I just didn't think the dynasty would have fell apart in that fashion. That's all. But whatever. Yeah, give me the Nuggets for sure. Not for sure, but give me the Nuggets. I just think, man, like, at the end of it, it's going to be a series, but I think the fact that it's home court, we get game seven at home.
Right, and I think if the Nuggets win, the reason would be just that. Like, it'll be the same shit. It'll just be that late game execution that niggas just can't figure out, dog. Right. Like, I mean, other teams just can't find a way to shoot 60% in the fourth quarters and knock down every shot that seemed to matter.
Yeah.
And hey, man, that's been their sentiment until I see them not do it.
And I tell you this, the same thing we talked about before, that lob to Aaron Gordon, as long as that shit's going,
Right. And I'm willing to bet against it though. You know, I say that with a grain of salt, you know. We never seen it be stopped. But I'm willing to say it could be.
I feel the same way I feel about this Suns and Wolves series. The same.
Well, you
way
got the Wolves.
I really can't pick, but I just think the Suns have enough firepower to beat them in four, beat them four times. But I can't like trust either side. You do?
I do. And you know I hate that team. I really got no love for them like that. But I think this is going to be a longer series. And because it is a longer series, Minnesota will be at home. I think that'll kind of give them some time to acclimate Cat and really get that shit, you know, pumping ASAP.
Cat coming back is going to be crucial.
It's going to be crucial, but integrating him back and, you know, that shit having an effect on the game is even more crucial. Also, that put Naz Reid back in a position of dominance. Like, when he come off the bench and you bring your nigga off the bench, he going to kill him.
Right.
And that's big. You're going to need that. But defensively, I think that's the calling card, bro. Like, the Wolves, they done did that shit all year, man. They're going to be able to defend.
Am I tripping? Was not Reed a Laker at one point? Like, recently? Like, maybe after the bubble?
LSU. Okay. That's where you're getting the purple and gold from. He got drafted out of LSU. But actually didn't get drafted out of LSU. I think he went undrafted.
But he went to LSU.
But he went to LSU.
Okay. Give me the Mavs.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know for sure, but give me the Mavs.
For sure. I like,
because, bro, like, that's still four seasoned vets that have hella playoff experience. Three. Who's out?
Kawhi gonna miss us.
Oh, man. But, okay, even if you miss a time, that's still four playoff veterans that have, like, hella experience. So, like, when they come to play, if all four of them impact the game... That's hard to defeat four times.
My argument would be, so there's one of them who got the experience that matters, you know, that then played in the big, big game, and the other three, not so much. And the nigga who so happens that matters, he's the one that's going to be out. So I just think they're going to be kind of overwhelmed. I think it got a lot to
do. Well, Russ has had deep playoff runs.
Yeah, but to no avail. I think... Kyrie's gonna be really big. Like, you're gonna get what you get from Luka. Of course. But the shot making of Kyrie, I think it's enough to kind of overwhelm the Clippers.
I think Luka averages a triple double through the series.
Yeah, for sure.
I think he has to. I wouldn't doubt that. I think just because of the Clippers, he's gonna go for it.
And then you get the crazy usage. Like, whatever his usage is in the regular season, it's gonna be that plus a little bit more.
They look really good.
Over 35 points, fucking 5-4 made threes. It's just going to be crazy, bro. He going to get them attempts.
They look as good as they looked when they had Brunson. That year they had them.
Yeah, when they made that run and they didn't win because Luka got hurt. Yeah. And, yeah, I agree. They're in a really good position. I think they have a route to possibly get to the conference finals.
Because, hey, that's my – go ahead. You finish what you're saying.
I think they got a path to get to the conference finals. I hope that don't mean my Lakers gonna get bumped out in some kind of way, but I think they legitimately do. They just, like, offensively, bro, they just got that ability that teams don't have. It's one thing for a role player to get warmed up, but when your star, when it's Luka Doncic,
and he get the ball from the rip,
like, come on, man, I shoot this bitch third. I'm gonna shoot it 20 to 30 fucking times this game anyway.
Right.
So if I'm shooting 70%, oh my God. Like, y'all are cooked.
Yeah, for sure.
Y'all cook, man. These step back threes and he get fouled a lot too.
Yeah.
Man, you just can't sleep on that shit. Like,
you can't. So you got a West Finals matchup you like, possibly? Like a futures bet, if you want to say.
Like a Western Conference Finals?
Yeah, matchup.
Let me see.
Cause I like the Mavs and the Nuggets. I may put some on that.
I gotta see like a bracket.
They don't have the bracket. I just pulled up FanDuel to just sort of matchups. Because it rotates, because the higher seed gets the lower seed anyway, so it really don't matter. You just picking who to get there.
Okay, I think man, if it's possible, I believe the Mavericks. maybe the Mavericks, the winner. I got the winner of the Nuggets in the Lakers series. Whoever that is, I think they
see the Mavericks.
They yeah. That's exactly what I'm looking at. I think because I think like it's so fucked up in a way that the Lakers got matched up with the Nuggets, because those were the teams that I really, really, really thought had the chance. Like, you got so much youth going into this postseason with the Thunder and the Timberwolves. And you know what I'm saying? Like, it's so much youth that I just felt like if one of those teams got there, like, you know, they would have the experience to ultimately carry them, which I also believe they would win a championship because the East is a shit show. But
East is a shit show.
It is what it is. Man, the loss of Giannis is big, even though, but that team wasn't really going nowhere anyway. They was a shit show all year.
Yeah.
Very underwhelming. And it's crazy. I mean, they finished, what, number two or three? And still was underwhelming.
They don't have the conference finals exact, like, ops playoff matchups, which is bullshit.
Right. I mean, but you don't have the winner of 8-9 game, so
that we got to see. So, yeah. So I'm definitely putting something on the Mavs and the Nuggets to get there.
Yeah.
East, give me.
Boston coming out. I think they're coming out now with the Jimmy Butler kind of being injured.
Yeah,
I just think that makes that path easy. I told you what I thought about the Sixers. You're not catching the Knicks early enough to for me to be worried. I think the Knicks gonna do what they're gonna do against the 76ers because that's their style of play, and they're gonna be able to get them early. By the time they play Boston, they already be gassed out.
Yeah.
And Boston's depth is why I believed in them. You know, they got some star power that basically goes within 4 to 5 players. Like, I mean, fuck, Derek White averaged like 17 points this year.
Yeah.
So that's I mean, your 5 starters was dominant. You know, they put out Jrue Holiday, Derek White, Jaylen Brown, Tatum, and fucking Porzingis. Like,
damn. Yeah.
That's insane, bro. Jrue Holiday's 55% from 3 in the corner. Like,
here's why I really can't trust the Bucks. We've talked about this, and I said, man, they play with their food too much, and I can't do it. We're about to wrap it up. But I can't really trust them long term. But my thought on it before I just found out that Giannis was going to hurt, I had the Bucks coming out. I had the Bucks versus Nuggets going to the finals. Because I'm like, man, NBA is going international, and this is their chance to really push both international and then on their biggest stage. You got Giannis for Greece, Joker from... figure where he's from, but you know, that's what I had. And with the Giannis news, I don't know, because I had Jimmy Butler. I had the Heat in that series if Jimmy Butler played. So I guess I gotta say, give me Boston, give me New York in the East Finals, and I got Nuggets over Celtics Finals. And
back to back champs.
Yeah,
first time since Golden State.
Yeah. Okay. It's back to back.